You're listening to SBS News.
Year 12 students studying for the biggest exam of their lives are finding it is now looking very different as classes move online. With rapid and major changes to schooling, Year 12 student Bianca Dries is worried about how the pandemic will impact university entrance exams.
I'm scared. I'm very anxious about this whole thing because it's all uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, like long term with our HSC and trials before the HSC and all that stuff. So yeah, it's very confusing at the moment.
In New South Wales, the Education Standards Authority confirmed yesterday that students will receive a HSC certificate this year. But what isn't clear is how the final marks will be determined. Professor Peter Shergold says individual schools will be given more control over how students are assessed.
This year's teaching will be different. This year's learning will be different. There will be much greater flexibility given to principals to be able to decide on the sort of assessments and a grading that will take place, and that will contribute to the HSC.
Year 12 student Sarah Gerges says she's concerned about equity across schools if standardised testing is scrapped and marks are based on assessments only.
Not having that level playing field will definitely impact the marks. If one high school has sort of an easier assessment task compared to another, that can influence sort of the overall mark that they get at the end of the year. So there are inconsistencies there.
Craig Peterson, the acting president of the New South Wales Secondary Principals Council, says the coronavirus pandemic will have far-reaching effects for students.
It potentially has enormous impact on student outcomes. It will certainly disrupt student learning, and that disruption won't be equal across the state or even within some schools, depending on the arrangements, depending on family circumstances.
In other parts of the country, students are similarly in limbo. Victoria is considering pushing back its VCE exams, meaning Year 12 students there may not finish their schooling this calendar year. Former chair of the New South Wales Education Standards Authority, Tom Alaganaria, says even if standardised exams are off the table, Australia's education system can still ensure equitable results.
There's a high correlation between assessments and exam marks. Teachers make reliable judgments about their students. Now, is it important that students do the whole year? It is if it's possible. But even if it were stopped now, we would have a more sophisticated, more reliable and fairer assessment than in most countries in the world if they did the whole year.
In the meantime, students are pushing on, even though it isn't business as usual. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.